In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to study a topic in the Song of Songs.
奉主耶稣圣名，今天我想和大家分享的是在雅歌的这本书里面。
So let's come to a Song of Songs.
请翻开雅歌。
Song of Songs chapter 3, huh?
雅歌书第三章。
And we can see a very important passage that we must know in the end time.
雅歌书第三章，这是一个非常重要的诗篇。那尤其是在我们快接近末世的时候。
This message is about a palanquin.
那在这里面提到有
信息，这个信息就是
这个讯息是有一位王。
Palanquin, 华轿，
有一个华轿。
That is in verse 9, isn't it?
在第九节。
Of the Lebanon, of the wood of Lebanon, Solomon the king made himself a palanquin.
第九节，所罗门王用利巴嫩木为自己制造一乘华轿。
Solomon the king.
那这是所罗门王他制的。
You know, Solomon means the prince of peace.
我们知道所罗门这个他的名字意思是平安的。的王子，
和平之君。That is Jesus, of course, spiritually speaking.
那在属灵观点来看，这就是我们的主耶稣基督。
He built a palanquin.
那他制造了一乘华轿。
That means he built, Jesus built a palanquin in today's sense.
所以，如果从属灵的层面来看，是主耶稣基督他制造一乘华轿。
What is the palanquin?
那这个华轿是什么呢？
Have you ever seen a palanquin?
你曾看过华轿吗？
Yes. No. A palanquin is a really most Oriental people must have seen this.
那我们许多东方人可能看过。
Yes. Imagine it's a little house.
我们想象是一个很小的房子。
Pillars, wood, you know, the base, and then with two poles going through, and this house, little house on palanquin is carried by at least four people.
那这是
two on one side,
那就它就有一个东西，那在两旁各两个人可以拿着，那还有一个小小的，它是用木头做的。
Okay, palanquin, you know what it is?
所以你应该知道什么是一个华轿。
It's a very important tool used by the ancient people, especially carrying the queen, the kings, the important people.
那在古时候，这是一个非常重要的东西。那坐在里面的通常都是贵族。
Even today, you can see palanquins being carried around in different parts of the world.
那在今天，在世界的不同角落，也有还是有人在用这样这个工具。
And this is for important people inside, of course.
那通常在里面的都是重要的人物。
So here, the Lord God Almighty.Tells us something very important.
那在这边，我们有能力的世界造世界的主，他告诉我们一个非常重要的讯息。
Jesus Christ has made himself a palanquin.
就是我们的主耶稣基督，他为自己制造一乘华轿。
Spiritually speaking, this is the church.
那从属灵的观点来看，这就是教会。
The Lord Jesus built the church in the time of the apostles and today in the true Jesus church.
在使徒时代，还有在今天，主耶稣他亲自建造了一个教会。
The Apostolic Church, of course, was a palanquin.
那在使徒时代的那个教会
，palanquin, just
的华轿，
就是。Today, the Jesus Church is also the palanquin.
今天真耶稣教会就是那个华轿。
Same, we are also the palanquin.
那我们今天我们也是一个华轿。
So actually, chapter 3 is talking about the apostolic people, of course.
所以在第三章是在讲
使徒时代教会信徒。Chapter 6 talks about the true Jesus Church, of course.
那所以在第六章这边讲到真耶稣教会。
And actually, let's concentrate on this palanquin.
所以我们现在是我们要看这个一乘华轿。
Where did the church of the apostles come from? How did they come from?
使徒教会的教使徒时代的教会是怎么来的
？It's the same as the true Jesus Church.
那是跟真耶稣教会的来源一样。
Originally, it's not in the world.
那这本不是属这世界的。
不是， 找这世界找不到，
在这世界找不到这个教会。
But、then it came about.
然后它出现。
How did it come about?
所以这教会是怎么形成的
？By the power of the Holy Spirit.
那就是因圣灵的能力。
Let's come to chapter 3 verse 6.
我们看第三章的第六节。
Song chapter 3 verse 6.
雅歌第三章第六节。
Who is this coming out of the wilderness?
所以这是谁从旷野上来
？Like the pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all the merchants' fragrance powders.
形状如烟柱，以墨药和乳香，并商人各样香粉熏的是谁呢
？This is a question.
这是一个问号。
It is a rhetorical question.
这是一个问句。
In other words, it's a question with an answer already in the question.
这是一个问句，但在这个问在这问题里面已经有了答案。
Oh, because this is assuming it is very clear. But of course, later on you can see the answer is given further in verse 7 onwards.
所以之后我们可以从第七节以后可以看到那个答案，
更
清楚的看到那个答案。
Because in verse 6 we know.
因为在第六节我们可以知道。
So who is this coming out of the wilderness?
这是谁从这旷野上来呢？
This is the first thing we have to answer.
这是我们第一个需要回答的答案。
The question itself is with a statement of admiration and confirmation.
这问题的本身，它有一种敬仰的态度。
And also confirmation.
还有一种确定性。
Because it comes out.Like pillars of smoke.
因为这从旷野上来的形状如烟柱。
And also perfumed with myrrh and frankincense.
并墨药和乳香。
With all the merchants' fragrant powders.
并商人各样香粉熏的。
Coming out of the wilderness.
那这从旷野上来。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢
？Wilderness, of course, can refer to the barrenness, bleakness of a human heart.
旷野本身可以是一个很空旷、很虚无的一个人的心。
Just like wilderness.
就很空旷，就像旷野一样。
Without a purpose of life.
并在这世上没有生存的意义。
Very often bewildered, confused, without the purpose in this world.
常常非常的困惑，不知道在这世界上的生存目的到底是什么。
This is just like the wilderness.
所以这个就像是旷野一样。
The second meaning of wilderness, of course, can refer to the whole world, where we can find believers of Jesus, non-believers dwelling together.
那旷野本身也可以形容是像这个世界，在这世界有不信主的人，那有信主的人。
And the believers can be very often, you know, attacked, surrounded, enticed by evils.
那在这世界中，信主的人常常会被不会被外来的邪恶的力量给被攻击。
But the question is, who is this coming out of the wilderness?
所以现在这个问题是从旷野上来的是谁呢
？So wilderness, therefore, where you do not find God, nor God's grace, nor salvation.
所以我们知道，在这旷野没有神的恩典，还有神的救赎。
Look at this. If you look at this carefully, this verse.
所以如果我们仔细的看这经节
How does it come out?
这个人是怎么上来的呢
不是人啊这怎么出
来这个是怎么出来的呢
Like the pillars of smoke
形状如烟柱
What is pillars of smoke?
什么是烟柱呢
Smoke must be If you think about smoke, you think of what?
如果我们想到烟我们就想到水、
啊、
Water
你想到什么
想到烟的时候你想到什么
You think of fire, of course
我们首先会想到火
No fire, no smoke.
如果没有火，就没有烟。
Smoke is cloud.
烟就像是云雾一样。
Therefore, this pillar of smoke actually refers to pillars of cloud and pillar of fire.
所以这形状如烟柱，这可以想到是云柱跟火柱。
Right? It's very clear, isn't it?
所以这不是很清楚吗
so ？Smoke must have fire. Fire of smoke itself is as a cloud, and therefore fire and smoke, pillars of smoke and pillar of fire.Signify the Holy Spirit.
所以从烟柱我们可以想到云柱跟火柱，那就是圣灵。
Today, the true church has came out in the time of apostles through the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天真耶稣教会在末世的时候，
真教会在使徒时代，
教会在使徒时代时
接受圣灵，
接受圣灵成立的。
In the same manner, through the church also came out through this pillar of smoke.
所以同样的，真耶稣教会也是从这烟柱出来的。
Relying on the pillar of smoke by the power of the Holy Spirit.
是靠着圣灵的大能。
In the apostolic time.
然后在使徒时代。
Ten days praying, waiting for the Holy Spirit to come down.
那是他们努力祷告，等待圣灵降临。
Ten days.
在这十天中，他们
came down.
十天后，圣灵降临。
Peter began to preach.
使徒彼得就开始传道。
And then baptized.
然后开始受洗。
So prayer, Holy Spirit, preaching, baptism formed the apostolic church.
所以他们祷告，然后传道。祷告受到圣灵传道然后受洗
this is a sequence.
那这是一个顺序。
It's the same today.
那同样的在今天
True church actually was started by the Holy Spirit.
真耶稣教会也是因圣灵成立的。
So who is this coming out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke telling us this is the church that must start by the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以就像是从旷野上来形状如烟柱靠着圣灵的力量。
So we are so blessed to be in the true Jesus church.
所以我们今天可以来到真耶稣教会是非常幸运的。
Look at this verse again.
我们再看回这个经节。
The pillars of smoke can of course signify believers who are actually, you know,going up and up, smoke going up.
所以今天
smoke always goes up, right?
我们知道烟它是一直往上升的。
And we must be like this, looking forward to the heavenly kingdom constantly.
所以身为信徒我们也是一样，我们的目标是在天上。
And this is what Paul tells us.
那这就是保罗所教导我们的。
We are more concerned and we should be concerned for things which are unseen heavenly.
那就像保罗使徒教我们的，我们应该更顾念天上的事，那看不到的事。
Like the smoke of offerings in the ancient time, always rising to reach God.
那就像旧约时他们的献祭，他们的烟往上升，慢慢的到达神面前。
So it's not only the Holy Spirit; it can refer to our mentality.
所以这个烟柱不只是可以代表圣灵，可以代表我们的想法、意念。
And also, you can see the pillar of smoke. If you look at the smoke, it's sometimes not very 100% beautiful, isn't it?
所以像有时我们想到烟柱，并不是那么的美。
It's kind of dimness or bleakness possible.
因为有时它是暗暗的。
That means sometimes before we are truly cultivated, we are still not perfect.
那就是代表当我们还没有真正的成圣之前，我们并不是完美的。
But if we look at that verse again,
但我们如果再回到这个经节
However, we can be perfumed with myrrh and frankincense.
那不论如何，我们还有没药跟乳香。
Perfume, that means we can use this tool to season us so that we can become more and more beautiful.
我们可以用没药和乳香来帮助我们，让我们更加完美。
And all kinds of fragrant merchant's powders.
用这种不同的香粉熏的。
That means using the word of God, the goodness of the Lord Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, we can become better and better after we have received the Holy Spirit.
那就是我们用神给我们的力量，还有神的道理，还有圣灵的能力，让我们可以更加完美。
Actually, this is how Solomon built the palanquin.
那这就是所罗门王他怎么样制作这个华轿的。
Jesus.Using the power of the Holy Spirit to build the church in the end time.
主耶稣在末世，他用圣灵来成立教会。
So this question has got an answer.
所以这个问题是有答案的。
And in verse 7,
在第七节
it's very clear.
在第七节有非常清楚的答案。
Behold, this Solomon's couch, with 60 valiant men around it, of the valiant of Israel.
第七节看到是所罗门的轿，视为有六十个勇士。
So the answer is getting clearer and clearer.
所以我们可以慢慢的看更看清楚这答案。
This church, after being established by the power of the Holy Spirit, people would begin to grow and be cultivated with the fragrance of Christ.
所以这个教会慢慢的被成立，那用没药和乳香。
So this palanquin is the church.
所以这个华教就是代表教会。
Oh, you can look at this further.
那我们继续看下去。
This palanquin is surrounded by many warriors.
这个华教四周都有勇士。
Normally, a palanquin would not be with so many people carrying.
那通常一个华教并不需要那么多勇士在身旁。
But here you can see 60. It means many, many.
但在这边却有60个勇士。
Of course, 60 is not just literally 60. It's many. It's more than normal.
那所以我们可以知道，这是比平常还要更多的勇士在这华教旁边。
The church must be with a lot of warriors and fighters in the end time.
所以意思是在末世的真教会需要有很多的勇士在他四周。
This is wonderful, isn't it?
那这是一个很美的画面。
So all the valiant soldiers of Israel are surrounding the palanquin.
那在这时候，以色列中的勇士都要围绕着这个华教。
Why?
为什么呢
？They are called valiant.
为什么他们是勇士呢
？There are at least a number of conditions in these verses.
那所以在后面，金姐可以看到，成为一个勇士
，they hold all the whole swords.
他们需要都持着刀。
What does it mean?
那这是什么意思呢
？Swords, according to Paul in Ephesians chapter 6, right?
在以弗所书第六章，使徒保罗说
，verse 17, that is
第十七节
，the truth and the power of the Holy Spirit.
那这刀就是真理，就是圣灵的宝剑。
Oh, this is very important.
那这是非常重要的。
To be valiant, the first thing is to hold swords.
成为勇士，首先你要手持刀。
In other words, to have the words of God.To be in possession of the words of God.
那意思就是你要拥有神的道。
Without this, we cannot be valiant soldiers.
如果你没有神的道，你就不能成为勇士。
Especially, this is the expectation of Jesus, especially in his Matthew chapter 13.
那在马太福音第十三章，这是主耶稣他对我们的期待。
In the chapter, we have got 8 parables.
那在那一章有一个比喻。
有八个比喻。The last one is the parable of.You know, a master, the scribe instructed for the kingdom of God.
那在最后一个比喻，这有、okay. 有个芥菜，
没有芥菜籽，
一个。
No. Get it right, huh? Chapter 13, huh?
我们到马太福音第十三章
，verse 52.
第五十二节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 52.
马太福音第十三章第五。
Then Jesus said to them, "Therefore, every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom." Of heaven is like the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out his treasure things new and old.
这边说，凡文士受教做天国的门徒，就像一个家主从他库里拿出新旧的东西来。
I don't know in Chinese version, but in English it's very clear. The kingdom of heaven is like a householder. The kingdom of heaven is like a householder.
这边说，天国就像是一个
家主，
一个家主。
And this is, according to this verse, is an instructed scribe about the kingdom of God.
这边讲到一个文士受教做天国的门徒。
That means he knows the matter of heavenly kingdom.
那意思是说，他是一个懂天国的
人。A scribe, that means he is very knowledgeable.
那他是一个文士，就是他非常的有智慧。
Knowledge about what?
那他拥有什么样的智慧呢
？The heavenly kingdom，
那就是天国的事。
Therefore, he is a house master, householder.
所以还是为什么他是一家之主
？House, you know, means the church.
那这个家就代表教会。
Is that true?
讲对吗
？Of course, we all know this.
所以我没有错，这家
就代表教
会。这个家就是教会。
The church is the pillar and the ground of the truth.
那这教会就是真理的石柱。
真理的柱石与根基。
真理的柱石和根基。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15, right?
这在提摩太前书第三章。
So here, therefore, it tells us, if we want to work for God, we better know the word of God.
所以这边说，如果我们要做神的工，我们就需要先知道神的道理。
To know what?
我们要知道什么呢
？It says here, to be able to bring out the treasure, new and old.
你就要可以从家中拿。库里拿出新旧的东西来。
It means the whole Bible, Old Testament, New Testament.
那这代表新约跟旧约。
The parables in chapter 13 of Matthew actually have got prophetic messages.
所以在马太福音第十三章的这比喻其实有一个非常重要的讯息
prophetic
有
预言性的信息预言性的信息
是一个预言性的比喻
信息
讯息
very important
这是非常重要的
we have to ask God to help us to be able to be valiant soldiers in the end time in the true Jesus church
所以在这末世我们要求天上的神让我们可以成为勇士
Now, this is only possible through Bible study, through listening to sermons, through attending seminars, fellowshipping, Bible study, etc.
那所以我们如果要成为勇士，我们就要常常来聚会，参加圣工，然后还有参加团契。
参加圣工啊， study Bible study，
然后还有读圣经。
Chapter 3, come back to Song of Songs.
所以我们请翻回雅歌书第三章。
This 60 valiant men in verse 7 are valiant because they hold swords.
在这第七节的六十个勇士他们是勇士他们都手持着刀
They are valiant because they hold sword
他们是勇士因为他们持刀
That means they have the word of God
那是表示说他们拥有神的道
Today if we don't have the word of God
那所以今天如果我们没有神的道在我们
身上 How can we preach to people
我们要怎么样看人家传福音
But if we have known the words of God we have learned a lot
但是如果我们了解我们学到神的话
What else do we need?
我们还需要什么呢
Look at the same verse
我们再看回这一节
They are expert in war
他们善于征战
Experts、哦、
他们非常善于征战、
oh, That means they know the words of God They know how to use the word of God
意思是说他们不但了解神的话他们也知道怎么运用神的话
Many brothers and sisters They know how a person should be baptized
有很多弟兄姐妹都知道一个人需要怎么样受洗
But if you ask him to preach to two seekers Sorry, pastor, you come and help I don't know what to do
但当你请他们去传福音给别人时他们就会向传道求救和传道说他们不知道该怎么传道
This is something we have to rectify
那这是我们需要矫正的
Because working for God being valiant soldiers not just the full-time workers
因为神的勇士并不只是全职的传道
It must be everybody included.
那我们每一个都应该是勇士。
We know the words of God. We know how to preach the word of God.
我们都知道神的话语，我们需要知道怎么传神的话语。
As I mentioned last night.
那就像我昨天晚上所说的。
This church, only three brothers and sisters going to preach. Wow, within 2 years or more, 20 people baptized. It's a big miracle.
那个教会只有六位信徒传道。只有三位信徒传道。传福音之后就有许多人来受洗 这个就是一个神迹
This is telling us work of God is not just done by full-time workers
所以这一件事告诉我们传道并不只是全职工人的工作
We must make sure everybody is a valiant soldier in the truth of the church in the end time
那在这末世我们需要特别注意要每一个人都是这勇士
That tells us we must know the Bible quite well or very well
所以我们每个都需要知道圣经的道理
Otherwise, how can we preach to people?
要不然你要怎么样传福音给别人呢
How can we cultivate others?
你要怎么样
Cultivate 是帮助
你要怎么样帮助别人的信仰呢
领袖他们 It's difficult without knowing the word of God
所以如果你不知道神的道理那这是非常难的
The third condition to be a valiant soldier
所以要成为勇士的第三件事
第三个条件 Verse 7
第七节
Verse 8
第八节
Every man has his sword on his thigh or its waist
腰间需要配刀
What does it mean?
这什么意思呢
When you have the sword on your side that means you're ready ever ready to do it
当你腰间配刀表示说你随时随地都准备好要作战
We are in possession of God's words
我们现在拥有神的道
Then we must know how to use God's words
在我们需要知道怎么运用神的道
And then,The third condition, we are willing to do it.
在第三个条件是你要有愿做的心。
If we know, if we have, and you know, but you don't do it, what's the point?
那如果你有了这神的道，然后可是但是你没有做，那这样子有。
You have you in possession, and you know, but you don't do.
如果你有神的道，你知道怎么做，但你不去行。
Then it's no use.
那这样的话就。
A valiant soldier is one who not just knowing, but knowing how to do it and also willing to do it.
所以一个勇士，他不但拥有这个道理，知道怎么做，他会去行出来。
This is what we need to do throughout the whole world.
所以这就是我们每个需要做的。
then we can begin to build the palanquin of Solomon.
那如果我们这样行，我们就可以制造一层华轿。
Without this, it is impossible.
但是我们不这样做的话，那就是不可能。
If you look at the same verse again,
我们看再看回来这一节。
What does it say?
那这边说什么
？Fear in the night, no more. In other words, if we know the word of God, being equipped with the word of God by the Holy Spirit, we do not fear the night darkness anymore.
那这边说防备夜间有惊慌，所以如果我们有神的道，我们有圣灵的话，我们就可以防备夜间的惊慌。
That means darkness, sins, enticement from satanic, from Satan cannot defeat us anymore.
那意思就是说，那黑暗的那撒旦，他们没有办法再来把我们给打击。
We don't fear. We do not fear night anymore.
我们也不再对黑暗有惊慌。
We live in this world.
我们住在这世界。
Surrounded by darkness.
我们是被黑暗给包围的。
But we are not frightened of darkness anymore.
但是我们不再对黑暗有惊慌。
Because we are valiant soldiers to build the church in the end time.
因为我们是神的勇士。在这末世的真教会。
Let's look at this. Oh. Verse 9.
我们看第九节。
Of the wood of Lebanon, Solomon king made himself a palanquin.
这边所罗门王他用利巴嫩木为自己制造一层华轿。
You can see further materials are to make the palanquin.
我们可以看到他用这个木头来制造。
Further materials, further, more, more, more materials.
他用这许多的
更多的
更多的材料来制造这个华轿。
Yes, we talk about Holy Spirit, but now more.
那之前我们提到圣灵，现在是更多的材料。
Words of God, but no more.
那还有我们之前提到神的道。
So more materials are included here to make the palanquin.
所以这边要制造一层华轿，需要更多的东西。
The first thing mentioned is Lebanon wood, wood of Lebanon.
那这边提到的是用利巴嫩的木头。
Of course, we know Lebanon wood, especially cedar, is very, very much incorruptible.
那我们知道这种木材是不容易坏的，不容易毁坏的。
Cedar, 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 香柏 I don't know what is it called, cedar. It's very hard, very strong.
那这种木材它本身非常的强壮，非常的结实。
Incorruptible.
它是不容易朽坏的。
And also with good fragrance.
那它还有一种香味。
So you look at the palanquin, it's made of wood.
那我们知道这一层华轿是用木材做的。
But this wood is not ordinary wood; it's cedar wood and many good wood.
但这种木头是一种
Lebanon wood.
是利巴嫩木，是一种特别的木材。
Of course, we can say this refer to the gospel.
所以我们可以说这代表着我们传的佳音讯息。
But most importantly, they refer this Lebanon refers to the workers.
那同时，这个利巴嫩木也可以代表我们的工人。
Because this palanquin must be made of this wood of Lebanon.
因为这个华轿需要用利巴嫩木所制造成。
Actually, the temple of Solomon in the ancient time was made of Lebanon wood.
那在古时，所罗门王他的皇宫就是用他的殿就是用利巴嫩木造的。
Oh, that means the church must be made up of Lebanon wood.
那所以就是代表说，教会也需要用这种木材所制造。
And this wood, of course, is from the tree.
那这种木材当然是就是从树来的。
Tree means believers, you know that?
那树本身可以代表信徒。
Psalms 1:3.
在诗篇一章三节。
And many other verses, actually, trees are, actually, Lebanon wood refers to people, believers.
所以。这样子的话，利巴嫩木它可以代表着信徒。
In Ezekiel is the same. 以
西
结书也是这么说。
So
from here we can see, Lebanon wood can refer to you and me who are valiant soldiers.
所以从这边我们可以看到，利巴嫩木可以代表你和我们这些勇士。
Incorruptible.
是不朽坏的。
That means our behaviors are good.
那就是说我们有好的行为。
Our heart is upright.
那我们有一颗好的心。
And we can have fragrance.
那我们就带着香气。
This is what Jesus said. That's what Paul says.
所以这就是使徒保罗说的。
And we can diffuse the fragrance of Christ.
如果我们可以散发出基督的香气，
that means we can.
这样的意思是我们可以散发出基督的香气。
Is it not Paul tells us in the Second Corinthians?
在哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章。
Second Corinthians chapter 2, we can talk about this fragrance. Paul is very concerned about the fragrance of Christ to be diffused by us in the end time.
在这边保罗提到要释放出基督，他很关心如果要需要释放出基督的香气。
Hey, verse 14.
在第十四节。
Thanks to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place, not just in Garden Grove, every place or throughout the whole world.
这边提到并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
What is this fragrance?
那这个香气是什么呢？
Of course, this is gospel.Truth of salvation.
那就是福音，就是真理的。
And also, it means good behaviors of Jesus.
那也代表着拥有主耶稣的好行为。
The palanquin is got to be built with not just the word of God.
所以这个华轿不只是要用神的道所造成。
It must be also demonstrated by the good behaviors of the Lebanon wood, incorruptible and fragrant.
那所以就是有要像这个利巴嫩木，它不朽坏，然后并有好的香气。
If we know the truth, we have the truth.
如果我们知道真理，我们就拥有真理。
But we do not have this Lebanon wood.
但我们并不会有这个利巴。
如果没有，没有。
但如果我们没有这个利巴，那
that means no good behavior.
那就表示说我们没有好的行为。
Corrupted life.
我们过着过着会
腐败
的生活。
Sinful words.
然后我们讲罪恶的话。
And we can't forgive people. We want to kill people. You offended me. I'm going to kill you.
那别人当别人让我们生气时，我们没有办法宽恕别人，我们想要杀他们。
It's true. This is what happened in the ancient time.
那这些都是真实的，这些
都在末世会。Can happen in the true church if you're not careful.
都会在末世发生，也可能在真耶稣教会发生，所以我们
要小心。And then because of hatred.
那因为这个恨。
Because of unforgiving, magnanimous heart.
那因为那个邪恶的心没有办法宽恕别人的心。
Satan can come in.
那这样子的话，就让撒旦有机会进来。
Then we can lie, we can really be very corrupted.
那我们就会成为一个非常腐败的人。
This is very painful. If it happens in the Truth of Church,
如果这在真耶稣教会发生的话，那的确是一个非常可怕的事情。
Unfortunately, it happens.
那不幸的已经发生了。
It happens throughout the whole world.
那在世界上也发生了。
It's not only one time.
那不止发生一次
，many times，
发生许多
，and this will continue to happen。
那它还会继续的发生。
But we must rely on the power of the Holy Spirit。
但我们要靠着圣灵的大能。
To build the palanquin without corruption。
嗯，造这个华轿用不朽坏的东西。
To build the palanquin with fragrance of the Lebanon wood。
那用利巴嫩木的香气来制造这个华轿。
We have to pray for the church.
我们需要为我们的教会祷告。
We pray for the workers of God.
还有为神的工人祷告。
So that they can be truly Lebanon wood, not corrupted.
所以他们可以像这个利巴嫩木，并不朽坏。
Otherwise, the palanquin will be defiled.
要不然这一层华轿，它会被玷污。
Oh, this is very sad.
那就是非常不幸的事。
Song of Songs.
我们请翻回雅歌。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Not only Lebanon wood is used.
那这个华轿不止利用嫩巴利巴嫩木
Pillars of silver.
还有用银做的
银柱
银
Pillars of silver. 不是吗？没有这样吗？中文。
它的轿柱是用银做的。
就 Pillars of silver.
就是银柱。
The pillars of the palanquin made of silver.
所以这个华轿它的柱子是用银做的。
Of course, that can also mean the truth of salvation, which is pure.
所以这可以代表我们的救恩是非常洁净的。
But it also refers to the workers of God.
那这同时也代表着神的工人。
Pillars. Some churches must have the pillars, pillar workers.
那在每个教会都需要有他们的重要的工人。
Just like Galatians chapter 2 verse 9.
就像加拉太书。第二章第九节。
That's we can see pillars such as James, Peter, and John.
那当时他们的主要工人就像是彼得、雅各还有约翰。
Galatians 2:9, right?
在加拉太书第二章。
Paul considered these people as the pillar workers of like pillars holding the church.
所以保罗称他们像教会的石柱，重要的工人。
Because as I mentioned just now, 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15, the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth.
因为我们知道真理是这教会的石柱，柱石。
教会是真理的柱石。
教会是真理的柱石和根基。
That is First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15, very clear, isn't it?
那所以在提摩太前书讲到这一点。
Therefore, workers of God Especially is not to hold responsibilities.
那所以就是教会的重要工人，他们会拥有许多的任务。
Must be silver pillars.
那所以他们需要是成为这石柱。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
石柱，银柱。
成为这云柱。
That means holy.
那表示说他们要
圣洁。Holy in the heart.
他们的心中要圣洁。
Holy in the words.
他们的言语要圣洁。
Holy in writing.
那他们所写出来的东西要圣洁。
Otherwise, the church cannot grow.
圣洁，要不然的话，教会不会增长。
Look at this. Come back to chapter 3 again.
我们翻回雅歌第三章。
Pillars of silver, support of gold. That means the base, the bottom part of the palanquin is made of gold.
这边提到教柱是用银做的，教底是用金做的。
So silver and silver and gold means holiness, holy life, holy actions, holy decisions.
所以这个银和金代表圣洁的、圣洁的生活、圣洁的想法和决定。
Holy, you know,if you like, in dealing with matters, very important.
那我们在做事情决定的时候
not committing, commandment number 9.
我们有洁净的行为，我们不犯第九戒。
Do not create four witnesses to go against each other.
就是我们不会做假见证。
Otherwise, how can we be silver?Of gold, a base of silver and pillar silver, impossible.
要不然的话，你怎么样可以成为这个，银柱，还有这个用金子做的教底呢
？Impossible.
那这是不可能的。
That's why Paul emphasizes we must be vessels of silver and gold.
所以这还是为什么使徒保罗说我们要成为强调我们要成为银器，还有
金银的瓦器，
还有金的瓦器器皿。
So this is what Paul wants us to do. And this is also the requirement of Lord Jesus of us today.
所以这是保罗要我们做的，也是主耶稣要我们做的。
So that we can be sanctified for the Master, as he says.
所以我们可以成圣，我们可以洁净。
For the Master, Jesus.
所以可以让我们的主用。
Then we can build the palanquin.
所以再来我们就可以制造这一层华座。
Otherwise, it's impossible.
要不然的话是不可能的。
Come back to verse 10.
我们到第十节。
You look at the palanquin.
我们看这个华轿
You can see not just pillars of silver, base of gold. There's a seat inside the palanquin.
可以看到银柱，还有轿底是用金的。不单是这些，它的坐垫是紫色的。
Inside the palanquin, wow, there's a seat.
那在这华轿里面呢，有一个座位。
What is the color of the seat?
那个坐垫是什么颜色的呢
？Purple color.
是紫色的。
As I have been mentioning, purple color is not just is part of the color of a blood, huh?
那所以就像我之前提到的，紫色它有那个血
的颜色，
血的颜色的
purple color of course it means loyalty, honorable.
那紫色代表是贵族，非常有高贵的、贵重的。
And that is only possible by the blood of Jesus.
那我们不可能成为这样，如果我们没有主耶稣的宝血。
Only by the blood of Jesus, the palanquin can be noble.Honorable.
因为主耶稣的宝血，所以这华轿可以变成贵重的。
So this seat, which is purple, inside the palanquin.
所以在这个华轿里面，这个坐垫是紫色的。
Of course, it means redemption.
是代表主耶稣的救赎。
It means remission of sins.
还有洗净我们的罪。
It means the love of God, Jesus, who shed His blood for us.
那代表主耶稣他的爱，他为我们，留他的保险
so that we can build the palanquin.
所以今天我们可以制造
这个华轿 So it's through the blood of Jesus that the palanquin is made.
所以这是借由主耶稣的保险，所以这个华轿可以被制作。
And that seat belongs to Jesus.
那这个座位是主耶稣的。
It's purple color belonging to Jesus, purchased by the blood of Jesus.
是这个座位是属主耶稣的，是他用保险买来的。
In other words, Jesus is the center of the church.
所以我们用那个角度看主耶稣他是我们教会的中心
He is the head of the church
他是我们教会的头
He is the director of the church
他是我们教会的带领人
Not anybody in the church
所以这个座位并不是教会任何一个人可以拿的
Not like other denominations it's the Pope it's the head he's even better than God No
所以不像别的教会或者是组织他们有祭司
We cannot take the place of Jesus in the church.
那在教会中，我们 不可以取代主耶稣的位置。
We cannot sit on the seat.
我们不可以坐在这个属主耶稣的座位上。
But this is of blood.
因为这是他用血买来的。
We cannot unconsciously or consciously think I am without me, the church cannot grow.
那有时在我们不
cannot think like this.
我们不可以想说，如果教会没有我们，就不能运作。
有意无意 conscious,
我们有时候无意的时候会可能这样子想，
有意而无意。 Some people want to be the king of the church purposely, consciously.
有意无意的时候我们不能这样子想，因为有些人的确想要成为教会的。
Is that true?
这是真的吗？
We have seen so many in the world.
我已经看过许多像这样子的例子在这世界上。
But if you're not careful, in the true church this can happen.
但是如果我们不小心的话，同样的在真耶稣教会可以发生同样的事。
Without me, the church cannot grow.
我们可能会想，如果没有我们，教会就不能
成长。You see, it's because of me. I pray a lot, you know, 3 hours a day.
那可能是因为我每天祷告三个小时。
Look at these truth seekers, because of me, me, the me is being so big.
或者看看这个慕道者，那是因为我。
If you don't listen to me, that means you are against the church.
所以可能会想说，如果你不听从我，
你就反对教会，
你就是反对教会的。
This person is sitting on the purple seat.
那这样的人就是坐在这紫色的座位上。
Make sure we don't sit on this.
所以我们要小心，不要坐在这个紫色的坐垫。
Otherwise, eventually, we can see God will punish.
要不然的话，到最后神他会惩罚。
So many examples in the Old Testament.
那在这旧约已经有非常多这样的例子。
In the New Testament.
还有在新约。
Sometimes in the true church.
那有时在真耶稣教会
we have to pray for these people who are working for God.
我们需要为做圣工的这些人代
祷 so that consciously or unconsciously they do not sit on this purple seat.
所以有意无意间我们不要坐在这紫色的坐垫上
otherwise the palanquin cannot be honorable anymore.
要不然这个华轿就不能是贵重的华
轿 if we can do this
如果我们可以这样子行
what will happen to the palanquin?
这华轿会发生什么事？
Look at the last part of verse 10.
我们看第十节的最后一段。
Its interior would be paved with the love of the daughters of Jerusalem.
其中所铺的乃耶路撒冷众女子的爱情。
So when you go inside the palanquin, the church.
所以当我们进去里面时，进去的教会时，
哇 ，so much love.
我们可以看到许多的爱。
Love is used to decorate the church.
那这个爱就像是装饰在教会的。
Love, as we mentioned yesterday, means no fear, holiness, Jesus. God is above us.
那就像昨天我所提到的，这个爱中没有惧怕，是圣洁的，那是神在我们之上。
The banner of love.
那就是那爱的旗帜，爱得胜的旗帜。
得胜的爱旗，
得胜的爱情。
This is in a.It's very clear, isn't it? In chapter 2, verse 4, right? Last night we talked about this. Banner of love above us.
第二章第四节，以爱为旗在我以上。
Once the banner of love is above us, we can overcome Satan's power. We can build the palanquin of the Lord Jesus in the end time.
所以这张这爱旗在我们以上的时候，我们就可以制造这个华侨，在这末世的时候。
This is God's way.
那这就是神他的旨意。
I came back from Zambia not long ago, not many weeks ago.
那我从
桑比亚，
桑比亚刚回来。
Oh, God is working, was working very hard.
那神他在那边大动工。
Oh, but Satan did not like it.
但是撒旦他并不喜欢这样子。
So, be asked for the only pastor, you know, sent there. 我只有我一个传道在那边。
那当时就只有我一个传道在那。
And only a newly baptized volunteer worker was with me.
那还有另外一个刚受洗的信徒。
But God's work all multiplied.
但神的工作一直不断的增长。
We baptized this time six times, five or six times.
我们在这一次施洗了五六次。
Many people received the Holy Spirit.
许多人得到圣灵。
But Satan did not like it. I was actually, you know, sick for 8 days.
但撒旦并不喜欢，所以当时我生病了八天。
I shouldn't have been working for 8 days. Impossible.
所以在那时候并无法工作。
Should not have been. 应该不可以。
那当时我应该不能在那时候生病。
No food.
因为没有
I couldn't eat, no appetite.
那时候
Fever.
我发烧，然后我没有办法吃东西。
I can't even walk properly.
我也没有办法走路。
But 8 days, still working, non-stop.
但在那八天还是不断的工作。
Baptizing people 2 times.
还是不断在
Walking
受洗人
两次，
两次
受洗。Walking under the sun back and forth, 2 hours under the sun for water baptism on one occasion.
那一趟有两个小时的路程，然后是在很炎热的太阳之下。
This is not man's work.
那这并不是人的工作。
This is God's work.
这是神的工作。
Because people prayed and prayed with love for me.
因为许多人用爱来为我代祷。
Thank God.
很感谢神。
You know, for the 8 days, every evening and every morning, I said, "How can I work? Impossible."
现在那八天中，每天早上，每天晚上，我都想，我怎么能继续这样下去呢
？But the urge is there. Just get on with it.
但每一天我就
urge. The urge is from within. 哈，那种那股 urge.
那我有一股力量，那种感觉从我
Just get on with it.
就和自己说，我需要继续工作。
And then God works miracles.
那神他就动工。
Oh, this time one thing touched me quite a lot. Huh? In this country, the city, huh, we have been trying to preach for 4 years. No one was baptized.
那在这其中有一样事情让我非常的感动，就是我们要在那个城市中传道已经四年了。
More than 4 years, but no one was baptized.
多于四年，我们在那边传道已经多于四年，但并没有人受
洗。But the rest of the country, we have got more than 10 places now within 4 years or more.
那在那别的地方。在四年中却有许多人信
More than 10 places of
worship. 已经有十个
More than 10,
多于十个祈祷的地
聚会点,
聚会点、
oh. Why? What happened?
为什么会这样子呢?
It's God's way. It's the best way. We cannot blame God. We tried our best. It's up to Him, isn't it?
因为我们就只能信靠神，神他有他的旨意。
So, this time,
所以这一次
I met a person.
我遇到了一个人
，and who was introduced the true Jesus Church by his friend.
那这个人他知道基督教会是借由他的朋友告诉他的。
His friend actually is a TJC member.
那他的朋友是基督教会信徒。
Baptized just more than a year ago.
那在一年前受洗。
And then this friend, TJC member now, told him, whom.This person of whom he has not met for 15 years.
那这位真耶稣教会信徒就和这个他十五年多都没有联络的人讲道理。
Because they were actually classmates in a theological school, not in TJC for 3 years.
那因为在那之前，他们一起在一个神学院，不是真耶稣教会的神学院，在一起三年。
Oh, so after this brother was baptized into the church, he looked at all his old friends, you know, addresses. Oh, there, another one is there, and then he began to preach to many more people.
那所以当这位青年他到最后受洗后，他就看他以前的弟子还有联络部，他就开始联络这些他的以前他的朋友。
So this person came to our place, where we stayed.
所以那一位朋友他就来到我们住的地方。
A very, you know.A rich person.
那是一个，他是非常一个富有的人。
He's also a major in the army and also a chaplain, you know, for the country for the army.
那他是在军中，他是长官。
Chaplain 啊，讲道的讲道士。
他是在军中的讲道士。
He's also sent to different countries by the government to preach to different armies.
然后他借由政府被分发到不同的地方传道，在军中传道。
And he came.
那他这位朋友他就来到我们这里。
Preaching, after preaching to him 2.5 hours.
那我和他讲了道理大概两个半小时。
I said, I want to be baptized now.
那他就和我说，我现在要受洗。
Oh, I said, you want to be baptized now?
所以我说，你确定你现在要受洗吗？
I said, in the true church, we don't baptize so early.
我跟他说，在真耶稣教会，我们不轻易的给人家受洗。
But I said, why not?
那他说，为什么呢？
I believe everything that you preached.
他说，我相信你所传的一切。
Why can't I be baptized?
为什么我现在不能受洗呢？
Look at Eunuch.
你看那个太监。
He was baptized immediately after Philip preached to him.
当腓力传道给他后，他马上给那太监
受洗。There's water. Can we be baptized? Philip said, you believe, baptized, and he did it.
那太监说：“你看，现在有水，我们可以受洗吗？”腓力就立刻帮他受洗。
When I heard this, I said I could not answer him.
那当我听到他这样子回答时，我不知道该怎么样回复他。
So、I want to be baptized now.
因为他说我现在就要受洗。
It's already 4 p.m.
那当时已经是下午四点。
I said, I did not say too much. I said, let's come to my room and pray.
所以我并没有和他多说，我说请到我房间来和我一起祷告。
Together with three other TJC workers.
所以我们和另外的三位真耶稣教会的信徒工人，我们五个人一起祷告。
In the prayer, I don't know what, I just pray to God.
那在祷告中，我这样子和神祷告。
God, you know this person, he wants to be baptized now.
我说神啊，你知道这个人，那他现在他要受洗。
Because I repeated to him the 10 basic beliefs again when he said, I want to be baptized.
因为我不断地和他重复我们的十大教义，他说我要受洗。
He believed, the only true church, I believe.
那他相信我们是唯一的真教会。
True church is the only true church, I believe.
他相信真耶稣教会是唯一的真教会。
He actually has many, many other members. I think he's got a few churches of his own. He's an overseer of the whole congregation. Many different churches.
因为他本身他拥有一些不同的教会，所以他有一些信徒。
他是个 bishop 啊，
他像是一个教主。
I said, if you come to be baptized, before you pray, the other members don't believe. What are you going to do?
那所以在我们祷告之前，我这样和他说：如果之后你受洗，你那些信徒你要怎么样只看待他们
？That doesn't matter. If they don't believe, I believe. I'm a TJC brother.
他说没有关系，如果他们不信的话，那我信。
I was very touched.
我是属真耶稣教会的， yes. 那我听到时候我就非常的感动。
Of course, after that, I'll preach to them.
那他说当我信了后，我会把这真的福音传给他们。
And we prayed.
那所以之后我们就一起祷告。
And then, I said, God, if you want me to baptize him, give him the Holy Spirit now. This prayer, God, please.
所以在祷告中，我和神说，神，如果这是你要拣选的人，请你现在就赐给他圣灵。
But don't do it according to my wish.
但不要因为是我的旨意，不要因
我
不要听从，不要只听从我的意见。
If you don't give him the Holy Spirit, fine. I'm not going to baptize him.
如果你现在不赐给他圣灵，没有关系，那我就不会让他受，不会给他施洗。
We prayed 20 minutes.
我们祷告了20分钟。
After 5 minutes,
那五分钟过后
，laying hands.
我就开始为他按手。
Speak in tongues so clear.
那他就开始非常清楚地讲出灵言。
For about 15 minutes speaking in tongues.
所以在这之后的十五分钟，他不断地讲灵言。
Everybody was so amazed. Oh, he received the Holy Spirit.
所以每个人他们都非常的惊奇，他得到了圣灵。
When we ended the prayer.
那到了祷告结束后
，He was still praying.
他还是继续的不断祷告。
Until I said Amen, and then he stopped.
那直到我说阿门，他才停止。
And then I said, Why didn't you stop?
所以我看他说为什么你不
停止呢 ？No, I asked him.
我问他
，Why didn't you stop when we stopped?
为什么你不和我们一起停止祷告呢
？He said, I wanted to, but I could not. I was so joyful. I was in another place, not in this world.
他说我想要和你们一样停止，但我不行，因为我太喜乐了，我好像是在另外一个国度。
And I heard you singing the chorus, the last refrain, chorus.
他说我有听到你们在唱。唱诗，唱最后一节。
But I just continue praying in tongues.
但是我还是没有办法，我还是继续的祷告。
It's my first time speaking in tongues in this way. Actually, he received the Holy Spirit very clear, 100% clear.
所以在当时他是非常明确得到圣灵。
But I did not tell them, you know, before the prayer, if you receive the Holy Spirit, I'm going to baptize you. I didn't say that. I just prayed to God.
但是在祷告之前，我并没有和他说，如果你在这个祷告得到圣灵，我就向你施洗，因为这是我和神之间的对话。
And I told them you are to be baptized.
所以之后我就和他说，你现在可以受洗了。
It's okay, let's go.
所以他说好，我们去
受洗吧。I said no, too late. It's already 5 p.m. I'm talking about 5 p.m. too late.
但我说不行，现在已经下午五点，太晚了。
Tomorrow we have to leave. We go to another place.
那明天我们需要去别的地方。
I said tomorrow 6 a.m. I come here.
所以我说明天六点。早上六点到这里来。
他自己说的 ，He said, "I'm going to come here."
他说明天早上六点我会到你这里来。
Okay.
所以我跟他说好。
He drove his four-wheel drive.
所以他就开着车。
Very nice car coming. And then we went to water baptism.
所以早上他就开了一个他非常好的车，我们就一起到了受洗点。
After about 45 minutes.
那我们开了45分钟后。
This is the river.
所以跟他说，这就是这个河。
I have been baptized so many. I've been baptizing people in this river, many of them. 他自己说啊，他看到河就就是我。I've been baptizing people in this river for many times.
所以当他看到这个河的时候，他说我已经在这同样的河给别人施洗很多次了。
But now, today, I'm going to be baptized according to the Bible.
但今天我要依照圣灵的方式，我自己我要受洗。
After baptism.
所以他施洗后
we came back to our room, you know, to have foot washing Holy Communion.
所以回到我的房间，我们就给他圣餐礼还有洗脚礼。
And then we had to go to another place.
那之后我们就到另外一个地方
工作。Almost 3 or 4 weeks later, we came back to the same city.
那到三四个礼拜之后，我们回到了这个同样的城市。
He received us at the station, at the station.
那他就在
车站。
他在车站接我们。
With his own transportation, of course.
然后就是他开着他的车在那边等我们。
And then I said, "Wow, tomorrow we have to get up about 4. We'll go back to London, have a good rest."
所以明天我就说明天很早我们就要回到伦敦。
He said, "No, we are going to preach tonight."
但是他说不行，现在不能休息，我们现在今天晚上就要。他和我说。
And he said, "I have rented a room, a hall. I've got my." A lot of the key workers will come here to listen to the word of God.
他说：“今天晚上我已经租了一个地点，一个房间。那我邀请了许多重要的的工人来听这个道理。
Actually, it's the same place where we stayed, but he rented another hall.
那他租的那个房间就是我们当天晚上住的地方。他是租了另外一个房间。
A hall, a chapel.
他租了一个很大的房间。
要听啊。
一个厅。
And then preach until 10:30.
那我们一直传到，直到晚上十点半。
And then I said, "Well, after that, maybe you can eat something."
那所以说那时候我饿了，我说我想吃一些东西。
Because we did not eat from the morning, we took about 9.5 hours on the road to arrive at the city. Nine and a half hours, no food.
那因为在这之前，我们花了9.5小时到达这个地方，在这之间我没有吃东西。
But then he said, "Oh ho."I'm going to take the people home, you know.
但他说那时候他说我需要带这些人回家。
So five of us say, "Oh, what do we do now? No food."
所以我们这些人我们就互相问对方我们该怎么做。
But thank God, we prepared ourselves something to eat.
所以感谢神之后有准备一些食物。
You see, sometimes we have got rules and regulations, you know. 6 months, otherwise you cannot be baptized.
你知道，那有时候我们会有一些规则，就是在六个月
之前。This is church regulation.
你不能受洗，那这是教会的规定。
Sometimes two months, three months.
有时候说2个月后或3个月后才能受洗。
It's not wrong if we have some rules and regulations. It's not wrong. It's right.
那有时候有这一些规条是对的。
Because some people need more time to know the word of God.
因为有些人他们需要更多的时间来了解神的
真理。But when a person says, "I want to be baptized now,"
但如果有一个人说我现在就要受洗
，You cannot say 6 months or.
你不能马上和他说，那你等到6个月之后。
It's not in the Bible.
因为这并不是在依照圣经的。
Really, he says, "I want to be baptized."
因为如果他说我现在要受洗。
Let's study the 10 basic beliefs.
那你就跟他说，我们现在来读十大
教义。Do you accept each one of them? The only true church. Do you accept? Yes or no?
你可以接受这全部的教义吗？像说你相信真耶稣教会是唯一的真教会吗
？I repeated them 2 times, the 10 basic beliefs.
那我当时反复重复了，看他重复了两次
十大
教义。
Yes, I believe.
那他每次都说是的，我相信。
You cannot say 6 months.
那时候你就不能和那个人说你要等到六个月之后。
When a person says yes, I want to be baptized, sit him down and talk to him about the truth.
因为如果当一个人跟你说我现在我想要受洗，你就看他一起坐下来读这教义。
Maybe a few days.
那可能3天后。
Maybe a few hours.
你可能几个小时后。
You cannot stop him.
你不可以阻止这个人。
And then after we preach, and of course many of them say, "Oh.Good, we want to be baptized."
所以当我们和那些人传道后，他们说好。有些人说我们要受洗。
No. I said, "This is really no, because we don't know each of them. Or not very much. Was next time."
但我那时候拒绝了，因为我并不太认识这些人。我说可能下一次。
We have to ask God to help us.
我们需要求
神帮助我们。This is how we build the palanquin in the end time.
那这就是我们在末世怎么样制造我们这个华轿。
Not using man's ways, but God's way.
不是用人的方式，是用神的方式。
Of course, the church must have some rules and regulations.
当然，教会本身需要有一些规条。
But rules and regulations are flexible according to situations.
但这些规条有时候会因着人而变。
Especially about the truth, preaching the truth.
尤其是当我们在传着真。
But some rules and regulations we cannot change without consulting each other.
但有些规条我们不可以改变，我们要先和对方讨论。
Otherwise, we'll create.Now, this kind of disharmony in the church.
我们需要和工人互相讨论，要不然的话，教会就没有和谐。
But about preaching the word of God, we have to be very careful. Baptizing people, we have to ask God to give us wisdom.
但当我们传道里要受要给人施洗的时候，我们要小心，我们要求神。
Let's quickly look at the last verse, chapter 3, verse 11. Quickly, huh? We look at this verse.
我们现在看雅各第三章第十一节，很快的看过。
If we can do this,
第十一节
we can use all the materials to build the palanquin of the Lord Jesus.
如果你可以用以上的这些材料来制造这个华轿。
The Holy Spirit, pillar of smoke.
那云柱还有。
就是圣灵，
圣灵，
就是圣
灵，就是圣灵。
Myrrh，
那还有抹药
，frankincense，
还有香粉
，frankincense， merchant's powders，
还有乳香，乳香
，valiant soldiers，
还有勇士
，the word of God，
还有神的道
，expertise in preaching the word of God，
那还有善于传道
，willingness to preach，
然后还有愿意做的心
，Lebanon wood，
那还有黎巴嫩木
，pillar silver。Silver, pillars of silver,
还有银柱
support of gold, best of gold,
还有轿底是用金做的
purple seat,
还有纸的坐垫
the love of the brothers and sisters,
还有弟兄姐妹的爱
13 ingredients,
那只有总共13样
And then what will happen?
那之后会发生什么
Verse 11,
请看第十一
节 We will become the crown on the head of Solomon.
我们就会成为那个皇冠戴在所罗门王
头的皇冠。We will become the crown, the mother crowns him, that the mother becomes a crown.
就像他母亲给他戴上的。
Mother crowning him means mother becoming the crown.
那他母亲给他戴上，代表是他母亲拥有这个
妈妈母亲变成
他母亲变成这个冠冕。
If you crown this head with silver, that means silver becomes the crown, right?
如果你把这个东西戴上皇冠
silver
银
and that means the silver crowns that's head
那表示说这个银冠冕戴在这上面成为
so the mothers become the crown of Solomon that means the church
那所以这个妈妈戴成为这个冠冕那就代表
教会 that is what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 12
那就像主耶稣在
the church is the mother as well
章说的
We have to be the crown on the head of Jesus.
我们需要成为主耶稣头上的冠冕。
Otherwise, we cannot be victorious. 不然的话，不能够得胜。
要不然的话，我们不能成圣。
得胜。
我们不能得胜。
We have to be victorious.
我们需要胜利。
Then we can become the crown of Jesus.
所以之后我们才可以成为主耶稣头上的冠冕。
Then we can go to heaven.
所以我们才可以去天
国。So building the palanquin is to make sure we are victorious.
所以当我们在制造这个华冠的华轿的时候我们要确定我们是可以得胜的
That is very important
那是非常重要的
So let us sing him
我们请唱诗
356
356首
Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise and praise the battle banner. Shall veil the glorious skies against the falling wells below. Let all our strength.